A fair sentence.
Objection,
do you think they
Honor.
Deserve to die, Mr. Haley? Answer the question.
Carly, don't answer that question.
Die? Yes, they deserve to die, and I hope they burn in hell.
DJ Gower.
Whammy!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass, ball!
Rhyme.
And treason.
Partner Bino, know what I'm saying, real boss nigga. He like Future. You deserve that shit, nigga.
Episode 237 coming at ya. We deserve it.
That's right. We all fucking deserve it. This nightmare that we're living in. We deserve it.
We're a bunch of fucking American asshole fucks that have been fucking over the world for a century. And yeah, now it's 2000s and the tide has turned.
It's payback time, man.
It is payback time, and I'm drinking a beer. Haven't seen this guy for a while. Yeah, man.
I, too, am drinking a beer. I am drinking a delicious Momo Haze from the Novo Brazil Brewing Company in San Diego.
That's awesome. I'm drinking a 40th anniversary ale, Sierra Nevada. So.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, man. Anyway, well, you'll hear some original tracks. The Mad Axe and Matador. Everybody's got a podcast. Giving a shout out to Rhyme and Treason and how no one gives a fuck at all.
The worldwide exclusive right here. Never heard before.
That's right. And I turn 40 tomorrow.
Tomorrow, motherfucker.
Which sucks. It's brutal.
I'm going to tell you, as someone that's already there, it's pretty brutal.
Sobering.
Yeah. It's like
this is it. This is where I'm at.
Yeah, pretty much. Like you want to go do something, and you're like, yeah, nope.
I know, no shit. And yeah,
like, remember when we used to, like, I don't know, go wakeboard or snow skiing or snowboarding or whatever, and now it's just like, yeah, no, I'm good.
Yeah, I was so hungover after this weekend of partying, you know. Fucking horrible. Oh, yeah.
You let loose for the old...
The Glenn Levitt, man. Or Glenn Fittich, sorry.
sketch.
With scotching to the max. Anyway, we got some badass music on this one, and thanks for listening if you do.
That's right. It's Rhyme and Treason. We bring it to you whether you like it or not. We're just going to keep doing it. So that's how it goes. So tune the fuck in or tune the fuck out. This is Rhyme.
When I was a teenager, before I had status and before I had a pager, you can find an abstract listening to hip hop. My pops used to say it reminded him of bebop. I said, well, daddy, don't you know that things go in cycles? Way the Bobby Brown is just amping like Michael. It's all expected, things are for the looking. If you got the money, Quest is for the booking. Come on, everybody, let's get with the fly mode. Still got room on the truckload of black gold. Listen to the rhyme to get a mental picture of this black man, black woman picture. Why do I say that? Cause I gotta speak the truth, man. Doing what we feel, for the music is the proof. And planet on the ground, the act is so together. Bonafide strong, you need leverage to sever. The unit, yes, the unit, yes, the unit called the Jazz is delivering each year an LP filled with street goods. You can find it on your rack in your record store. If you get the records, hey, your thoughts are adored and appreciated. Cause we're ever so glad we made it. We worked hard, so we gotta thank God. Dishing out the plastic, do the dance till you're spastic. If you diss, it gets drastic. Listen to the rhyme, cause it's time to make gravy. If it moves your booty, then shake, shake it, baby. All the way to Africa, aka the motherland. Stick out the left, then I'll ask for the other hand. That's the right hand, black man. Only if you are noted as my man. If I get the credit, then I think I deserve it. If you fake news, don't fix your mouth to word it. Get in the zone of positivity, not negativity. Cause we gotta strive for longevity. If you botch up, what's in that? What? A pair of Nike size 10 and a half. Come on, yeah. We gotta make moves. Never, ever, ever do the fake moves. We gotta make moves. Never, ever, ever do the fake moves. Come on, we gotta make moves. Never, ever, ever do the fake moves. Come on, we gotta make moves. Never, ever, ever do the fake moves.
Time is a ship on a merciless sea. Drifting toward an absence of metalism. What really can be recounted for its own destiny. Time is an inanimate object. Playing and playing and playing with no justification for belief. Time is dancing, luring away all memories from our past.
We gotta be a winner all the time. Pray to a hip-hop crime. With the dope raps and dope tracks, we move blocks. From the fly girlies to the hardest of the rocks. Musically, the quest is on the rise. We own these excursions, so you must realize that continually, I'll pop my Zulu. If you don't like it, get off the Zulu tip. So what can you do in the times which exist? You can't fake moves on your brother or your sis. But if your sis is a brother is a jerk. Leave them both alone and continue with your work. Whatever it may be in today's society, everything is fair, at least that's how it seems to me. You must be honest and true to the next. Don't be phony and expect one not to flex. Especially if you rhyme, you have to live by the pen. Your man is your man, then treat him like your friend. All it is the code of the streets. So listen to the knowledge being dropped through the beats. Beats that are hard, beats that are funky. They can get you hooked like a crackhead junkie. What you gotta do is know the tribe is in the sphere. The abstract poet prominent like Shakespeare. The Edgar Allan Poe, it don't stop.
Thank you. different people. We're not Watusi. We're not Spartans. We're Americans with a capital A, huh? You know what that means? Do you? That means that our forefathers were kicked out of every decent country in the world. We are the wretched refuse. We're underdog. We're mutts. Here's proof. His nose is cold. But there's no animal that's more faithful, that's more loyal, more lovable than the mutt. Who saw Old Yeller? Who cried when Old Yeller got shot at the end? Never. Nobody cried when Old Yeller got shot, I'm sure. I cried my eyes out.
Trump, yeah, it's gonna make shit a lot different. It changes the rules, but I really don't give a fuck. I don't think about him on a daily basis.
Has it affected comedy though? Because you've written that, you know, after the grab him by the pussy tape leaked, material that used to kill suddenly wasn't working. He's taken a lot of the fun out of sexism and racism. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, I mean, this goes into the Me Too thing, where. Yeah, it's a game changer. You have to spell bits out more. You can't just go directly that way without having to explain, which really sucks in comedy, because a lot of my bits are sensitive.
All right, here we go. Episode 237 coming at you. We deserve it.
That's right. We do deserve it. We deserve delicious beer. We deserve quarantine. We deserve it all.
I know. People were partying pretty hard at the bars in Chico this weekend. Maskless. Just, you know, zero fucks given.
You were up in that mix, bro?
And, it was funny. My buddy's like, dude, I went out last night. I'd like to give a shout out to John Stats, DJ... what was his DJ? Multimeat?
Speaking of.
Multimeat said he was at the bar and they just were like basically, you know, just barring it to the max. Like,
bro, speaking of, I get a text from a listener the other day and he sends me this link. And let me see if I can pull it up here real quick here. It was pretty phenomenal as it related to that. Come on, it's not coming up.
Anyway, he started freaking out. His mom works as a nurse in Marysville and was saying people are like multiple people have come in like on their deathbed and just died in the waiting room. Like,
oh my god.
In Marysville. Like, holy shit. Oh, the corona fucking sucks, man. It's just funny, though. And then I'm like, nope, I'm out. Once he said that, I'm like...
Right?
I'm like, we should go to Argus and try all these expensive... Nope. Anyway, we deserve it. We're white pieces of shit. The world's imploding. The stupid election coming up, never ending, the goddamn debates or town halls or whatever you want to call them. It's just like so depressing. All right.
I believe I found it here. It's a the Meat Mountain from Arby's. Okay. And it's like, it's almost like, you know that joke that we made? Or that we play sometimes from Saturday Night Live, where it's talking about like it's
the
a taco,
yeah.
Rolled in a pizza, deep fried, rolled in nachos, right? All right, the Meat Mountain sandwich is the biggest sandwich Arby has ever sold. I'm going to literally read this verbatim here.
Nice,
stacked ridiculously high with almost all the meats. Not one, but two chicken tenders, slices of roast turkey, pit-smoked ham, corned beef, smoked brisket, USDA choice Angus steak, roast beef, pepper bacon. There's also cheddar and Swiss cheese somewhere in there.
Trying to get sponsored and gain 400 pounds?
Are you fucking kidding me, bro? Like, you eat, like... not even a third of that sandwich, and that is like your caloric intake for the week.
Oh yeah, I just, you know, they just the super fatties, you know. Well, it's such a struggle to not be fat. It sucks, dude.
Speaking of, how's your Black Mirror going?
Pretty good. The tonal, I'll give it a shout out. Yeah, man, you got to come to Chico. I'm definitely coming there in November at some point. You should come in like December or January and just check it out because it's awesome. The personal trainer part of it's pretty, you know me, dude. Like, there's this one girl with spiked hair that I just want to punch as hard as I can. Anyway, it's like, so much for those classes. Like, now let's do some burpees. It's like, I hate you. But, like, you can do free weights, right? You can do free weights, you know what I mean, with no trainer yelling at you or whatever. That's what I do.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's very amazing. The Nintendo Wii Fit board. I don't know if you remember that.
Absolutely.
And it, like, measured, like, all your shit. It's like adult version of that. Like, it tracks your muscle groups and your strength and your... It's pretty fucking sweet.
Reports back to your employer.
This guy's a fat, lazy piece of shit. Oh, God. The old work.
You need to you need to like lower his coverage and increase his rates. He's going to have cardiac arrest in 10 years.
The Black Mirror aspect that's coming next year, probably.
No, bro, it's already there. Like,
nah, it's not at all. It's not that advanced at all, man. You know, no, it's just funny.
So like,
you think stuff is like that, but I don't think it's just quite there. You know what I mean?
So are you trying to tell me it's like the Power Glove?
Yeah, pretty much. Or like it's like a video game, dude. It's definitely got a video game feel, and it makes all these noises and stuff when you like do more weights and like bling, like blue. You know what I mean? That's pretty sweet.
So you're telling me it like vibrates and stuff?
No.
When you reach your goal?
That's what she said.
Is that why it's so popular amongst ladies?
I don't know that it is. My wife never uses it. Anyway, we're gonna play some more music. Here we go. We deserve it. Fuck, dude. All right, here we go. Rhyme.
And hope DJ Mrs. Matador doesn't hear this, because that would be treason.
Slowly, baby. but the move backfired. When life puts you in the little crunches, don't give up, you got to roll with the punches. Work, no matter what occupation, anytime's good time for vacation. Every day's the same, you can't believe the monotony. So when the weekend comes, it's like you had a lobotomy. You can't do a thing without the boss start yelling. It wouldn't be bad if his breath wasn't smelling. A good day's work for a good day's pay, but that's before Uncle Sam takes a portion away. Now a lot of times you feel just like quitting, but without a job, you're home alone sitting, checking the warm ads for jobs to fill, watching soaps, Geraldo and Oprah and Phil. My advice is to roll with it, honey, and soon you'll find that you'll be in the money. Expense accounts and three martini lunches, and that's what you get when you roll with the punches.
Smart and just roll with the punches.
Episode 237, We Deserve It, coming at you, still making this shit 10 years later, pathetically. That's everybody's right. Got a podcast.
We're near approaching 11 years of making this ridiculous podcast.
Had some pretty good times, and yeah, man, I swear I'll load that Windows XP disk one of these days. I never did it, one of those days, god damn it.
In the almost 11 years that we've done this, no one has cared but the Foo Fighters.
Yeah, the Foos are definitely on our shit list, and we hate them.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Wah, wah, wah.
Anyway, about to drink a Pliny the Elder.
Ooh, look at you. You didn't get the Pliny for president?
Did it? I didn't see that one. Did it burn down? I heard it was going to.
You didn't know that? The new one? Their second location?
Yeah. Yep. No, the one in the original one, I guess. Is there an original? Is there only one?
Yeah.
I don't even know. I've never been.
The original is in, like, downtown, dude. Like, yeah, that wasn't going to burn down.
No, the big one. The big, giant, massive, cool one they built.
Yeah. Yeah, the new one they originally built.
Burned down.
Did it really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
That's weak.
But they were just, I don't know, whatever. It made me want to buy their beer, you know? They're like, we're so blessed to, like, have the success, and, you know, like, we'll get insurance money, we'll rebuild, like, you know, we live in California, it's a reality that everything's going to burn now, and... Global warming. What is it, like 90 degrees right now and fucking on October 20th?
Yeah, I got my car. Well, but at the same time, like, that's kind of always been the case. Like, I don't want to spoil it for everybody, but pretty much at least until this point in October, like, from the second half of September to about middle of October is probably the best time to be in California. Like,
too hot for my taste. I don't know.
This year.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. High winds, high heat, causing more fires. It's a shit show. And we deserve it for not managing the forest federally. Or, you know, even the state. They had a federal wildfire fund. Arnold Schwarzenegger, another song you'll hear. Fuck Governor Fuckface. The Mad Axe and Matador Project. Because man,
no one gave me a rake and said, you know, help clean the forest.
Yeah, but come on, man, they could have. I don't know. It's a TJ Gower is distracted. He's got to go get to dinner or do something, right?
I'm stretching, bro. Oh. I'm just stretching.
You'd totally do the yoga.
Limber up, you know. You'd zombie totally... apocalypse and all.
I know. No shit. You totally be doing the yoga or breathing exercises on the tunnel. I just, like, sometimes just watch it drunk, you know? And be like, really? What is this? Like, you know what I mean? Fuck, dude.
Dude, the struggle's so real. Like, so DJ Matador and I have, like, a shared YouTube account or whatever. And we, like, changed the password recently, and then neither one of us could get in because we both forgot what it was.
I know. I still can't get in.
Oh, what?
I don't really care. Unless there's some show that's going to come out that I want to see, but I just live with the ads, dude. I just whatever.
That's hilarious. It works. It's there. Yeah. It's there. It works.
It works on my living room TV.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Not on my man cave, though. I can't get it to log on. I wonder if we've like reached the maximum amount of people or something, like two people. Oh, dude.
Speaking of like consumer awareness, you guys should be forewarned that if you ever like, I don't know, like if you have a kid or anything, like just watch your like Hulu and stuff accounts, because the other day, all of a sudden, we started seeing commercials on our Hulu, and we're like, we thought we paid extra so that we didn't have commercials. And then last night, we like see that we get a charge from Hulu, and it was like for their live streaming service. So the difference between like, say, like regular Hulu, commercial free, which is like $18, $19, something like that. Okay. Versus the live streaming with commercials. Live streaming with commercials was $54.
Yeah, I mean.
And no, I'm like, whoa, hold on, time out. I did not sign up for this. And they're like, oh, we see that you just signed up for it yesterday, like kind of thing. Like,
yeah.
So anyhow, yeah, I was able to get it all sorted. But you got to stay on top of that kind of stuff.
I fucking like downloaded this free trial of this. It was called InShot, this movie editing thing, because our turning gear blew up at the plant, and this guy had a video of it. And I like wanted to like, I had to do all this shit to be able to email it, you know. And like, I edited it, and like, anyway. So, long story short, I forget to not or. You know, get out of it or whatever. It was $80, dude. The what? Next month. Oh, $80 in shot. Ah. So dumb.
In no way, shape, or form is this acceptable. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Unless like you're an absolute professional and you need this as like part of your job.
Yeah, so Trump definitely deserved the corona. We deserve the fucking...
I don't even know if I buy that.
Environmental bullshit that he even had it.
Right? Like, to that extent.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's like, definitely a...
I mean, if we're going to play the conspiracy theory game, why not play the game of... That was all a charade to get people to say, like, look, see, he got over it. He's, like, an at-risk, like, whatever. Like, bro, he got like the world's greatest treatment from the world's best doctors. What do you got, Kaiser?
Yeah, you're gonna die in the waiting room.
Fuck yeah, you ain't even got Kaiser. You're gonna go to like the you know,
not if you have a pre-existing condition. You ain't got
Yeah, if you got a pre-existing condition, you ain't even got
DJ Mrs. Gower ranting in the background, which came through perfectly.
Stricken down at the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
They have what's
her
butt. Yeah.
What's her butt? It digresses into all sorts of other fractions.
Oh, yeah.
That's why government is a corrupt sham right now.
Definitely a low point for us in our lives. 2020. I mean, it's fucking shit.
As an American that like has a lot of family abroad, you know, like firstborn American, it's pretty damn embarrassing that
And then there's another song I wanted to play on this, some Dead to Me. It was called like A Year Without War or something like that. Imagine that, like we've been in a war for like 20 years, right?
Pretty much ever since the Gulf War.
It's so great. It would be longer than that. And then like, yeah, shitty, man. This guy's vaping.
It's crazy.
Futuristic tobacco smoking. <They're> crazy indeed. What will they think of next?
Who knows, people? Who knows?
It's a Tuesday. Do you even know what day it is anymore?
I have to roll with the punches, man.
I might play that track, which we played before.
Well, just we've played...
Just Roll With the Punches.
Hell yeah. Tone Loke.
Yeah. That's a badass song, man.
Yeah.
All right, man. I'm coming in November, goddammit. I'm guaranteeing a November visit at some point.
Bring that Zephyr ale, man.
I know. I will. And it's funny. Listen to this. I'll bring up this story, too. So I'm partying. DJ Multimeat mix. We were doing the mob vocals, you know, like with three people, and it was turning out great all night.
Right.
I wish you were there, man. Fourth, like, so he just starts like, so I'm getting faded. I'm working on the thing, you know, like I'm just in here, like in this room, you know. And he's like smoking and all this stuff. And I go out there and three of them are gone.
What?
Then he, but I found another six pack today. And it was the last one in the case.
Oh, that's amazing. Thank goodness. What were they even
doing? And I was like, I guess I didn't say anything, right? Like, you know, I told him, like, drink the beer, you know, like. Yeah, man. It was like in this isolated corner of my countertop, you know. You know, not like not near the other beer. It's just funny, like he's all, oh
right. Hey, what do you got over here?
That'll be better anyway. It'll be fresher. Because I was like 3 weeks old at least when I bought that.
Yeah. Oh, easily. Yeah. If not more.
This Pliny is tasting pretty fucking old. I don't know where you. How do you see the bottom or the born on date on the bottom? Flashlight? Especially on a bottle. It's super hard.
It should be stamped somewhere.
Oh, yeah. It's not necessarily on the bottom. Oh, there you go. 8/17/20.
There you go. So you're close to like your 90 day mark.
Yeah. I can taste it.
I can taste it.
All right, man. Great podcasting. Here we go. Finishing the show. 2:37. We deserved it.
Don't get confused. This is Ryan.
And we deserve it.
Just wanna live. Don't see me, the devices. myself some misery.
Depression! Gotta break free!
DJ Gower.
Wait a minute!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball!
Rhyme.
And Treason.